In 1896, Boston's Chinatown opened its very first library. But after years of relocations and closings, the branch was demolished in 1956 to make way for the Central Artery. To this day, Chinatown residents still do not have a library. In 2008, residents thought they were finally going to get a library, but the economy fell apart. Now, one husband and wife team, along with the community, have created a temporary solution in a vacant storefront. Abby Conway reports.
For residents of Boston's Chinatown, there is no doubt that a library has been a long time coming. Sam and Leslie Duvall moved to Chinatown 5 years ago with their two children.
Part of this is also just to have kids walk in here and feel what it's like to go around the corner and borrow a book. And we have two kids as well, so in some ways it's watching them and thinking about what I want literally for them in their neighborhood.
Sam and his wife Leslie run a nonprofit called Boston Street Lab. Their mission is to find ways to creatively and inexpensively convert vacant city space for cultural and civic programs. They saw the need for a library in their community and acted. Boston Street Lab, along with a number of volunteers and donors, opened the Chinatown Storefront Library in October. The library, located on bustling Washington Street in the heart of Chinatown, is a lot like a city library branch on a smaller scale. Christine Schoenhart, Boston Public Library Neighborhood Branch Manager, was an advisor to the Chinatown Storefront Library Project.
They're doing a lot in a very small space, which is very interesting to me. In a lot of ways, we're very similar. We offer a lot of the same programming to children, books in many languages.
But there is one catch. The Storefront Library is lending books on borrowed time. The programs that the Duvalls produce through Boston Street Lab are temporary. Their experiments.
Honestly, I think some people may not be totally aware of when exactly it ends, and may not be totally aware of the background of the project. But I think that's okay, certainly for users, that they see something, they feel like they can walk in and they use it.
And that is exactly what Boston Street Lab wants the community to do, use the library. A large part of this experiment is the collection of data. Library volunteers are constantly collecting information to get a better idea of how people are using the temporary library. They hope that this data will one day be used to help create a permanent branch
in
the neighborhood.
It's not so much about sort of proving that there's demand, because I think the group and the movement has already done that, actually even in advance of this. This is more about getting more specific about what that library might be like. Is it going to be, how many square feet? Is it going to have books in which language?
In 2008, the city got very specific. A study was conducted that fully designed what a Chinatown branch might look like in various possible locations. Chinatown residents thought their time had finally come. But the plans fell apart with the ailing economy.
Since last year, all of our capital projects have been put on hold. The financial situation within the city and within the library was really bleak. And the study was completed, and then there was really no money available for it.
Although the demand for a library in the community is clear, the city has yet to move forward on any plans.
So when we finally make the commitment as a city, it will be costly over a long period of time.
Boston City Councilor Bill Linehan, who represents Chinatown, pledged to support building a library for the neighborhood during his 2007 election campaign.
I'm arguing that yes, we can and yes, we should. But when you're running the entire city, you have to look at all these competing uses, whether they're schools.
Competing uses or not, the community has continued to advocate to get back their library. The Boston Public Library has said that they will revisit the study when the city's financial situation improves. In the meantime, the Duvalls hope to be able to make Boston Street Lab's library services publicly available even after the storefront closes its doors in January, and that the mission behind the program will leave a lasting impression on their community.
We were moved to try to create something to sort of have action happen, even though it's the middle of a recession, to try to basically inspire people. I mean, I think it's been so long since there's been a library. That when something is missing for that long, people sort of forget even what it's like. And whether or not that leads them to sort of be part of the movement to bring a permanent branch or some inspire them in some other way, I think it's important to have spaces like that.
For JR 205, I'm Abby Conway.